Musqueam 101 is a community meal and speaker series that brings together the knowledge of two communities, Musqueam and UBC. It provides an opportunity for Musqueam community members to meet educators and participate in the academic culture of UBC.
The night begins with a catered meal and then a guest speaker presents on a subject relevant to the community at Musqueam, or First Nations more generally. Each presentation is followed by a group question period and discussion of the week's topic.
Musqueam 101 is offered from early September to early April. We meet weekly on Wednesday nights at the band office lower boardroom.
For more information, visit www.musqueam.bc.ca/events.
To do. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from traditional, unceded, ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Fresh Slice.
I'm Chrissy P.
And I'm Barbecue. And you just heard the song Tummy Ache by the band Diet Sig from New York off of their upcoming album.
What a show we have for you today.
Oh, yes.
In about 10, maybe 15 minutes or so, we're going to be playing the interview that we were graced with on Monday night. We got to sit down with Tim Presley and Kate LeBon before their show at the Fox Cabaret and chat with them.
Yeah, it was so cool to meet both of them. And I'm still feeling kind of starstruck.
They were so gracious and so thoughtful in their answers with us.
Yeah, stay tuned so you can catch that interview. But I think for now we're going to play a couple more tunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, so it is a kind of a weird day out here in the world. Donald Trump has officially become the president of the United States. And I think today, especially, I was just reflecting and trying to make a new commitment to myself and others. It seems like I'm very scared, and it feels I'm American, and I think my country is really frightened as well. And I would just like to make a commitment to try to listen to people a little bit more and kind of get a better feeling for everyone's experiences coming out of it.
Just work on... I think it's a good time to try and be extra empathetic in everything you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the world can just feel so random and so messed up, and it's really easy to try to look for someone to blame or a cause or a solution for the problem, and that's a really cool facet of human hope. But I'm trying to strip myself down a little bit more and stop trying to fix the problems and focus more on just like what the problems are. Anyways, it's kind of a scary day.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and just a very like, I think everyone's feeling kind of frustrated.
Yeah.
Like listen to punk music and just like get some of that anger out, but also like be really kind to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're angry doesn't mean you, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I think next we'll play a song by The Submissives that's called Tell Me Why, that will express some of those frustrations and those curiosities that I have today. This is off of their latest Do You Really Love Me? They're out of Montreal and they're superb. So a light in the dark.
Is there a reason that you left me alone? And was it worth it? Can't you just pick up the phone? Maybe don't leave me. I'm falling to pieces right now. I'll never forget you. When I miss
It's an abomination. We are in bombing nation. Living there feeds the frustration that leads to vexation. Do you ignore it? Why, that is awful ignorant. And I admit that it's too far. Do you shut the door on it? You read the inscription on the prescription. No problem with healing. Scorches, but it's okay. What did she say? We are less than human anyways. Less than human anyways. Hey. We are semi-automatic. Thinking spectacle in the havoc. And consequently plagued with panic. The encumbrance of the organic. This is the prologue to the eventual swan song. Yes, the preface has been prolonged, but you don't want to see the end. Read the inscription on the prescription. No more human deception. Scorches, but it's okay. What did she say? We are less than human anyways. Less than human anyways. Hey.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The next one is this Wednesday, January 25th.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Fresh Slice. Welcome to our show. The last track we played was by...
Bored Decor out of Vancouver with the song Subhuman. And their self-titled album just dropped. It's I like it.
Just dropped.
Yep. And then before that...
Oh, before that, we played The Submissives with
right.
Tommy
okay.
Wyatt. Their latest, Do You Really Love Me? Great album. Check it out. Amazing. So, I think it's that time. We're going to play the interview we did with Kate LeBond, Tim Presley. All 20 minutes of its glory.
Yes. listen, learn, love them both. They are your three incentives.
Yes, please do.
You can't sell the farm back, then you can't be homeless for not too really long. If you can't sleep, then what will you dream? Oh, I miss me. And it's high-ho wind, and everybody's near. You're an ostrich at a later, and a book with dog ears. You're alone and fine. Who read Steinbach to indulge your own rat?
My name is Tim Presley. I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Kate Levon. I also play guitar and sing, and I also play bass guitar for Mr. Tim Presley.
Great. Well, I guess we wanted to ask you a little bit about, because what we do on our radio show is try and really pay a lot of attention to like the local music scene. And play a lot of like lesser known bands and stuff like that. So we were kind of like wondering what your experiences were as like musicians growing up and like how it was like integrating yourself into music scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Wales, so there was a whole Welsh language scene going on that was sometimes would run in tandem along with kind of the UK scene, I suppose. So when Britpop was happening, you know, we had the Super Furry Animals and the Gorky Psychotic Monkey, who had a foot in each camp but were also just completely doing their own thing, which I think has had a massive influence on musicians from Wales. And yeah, you know, being 12, 13 and probably being more exposed to that kind of sense of abandonment by those bands, because, you know, I was seeing them at lots of different Welsh gigs, was, you know, hugely influential.
Yeah, and yeah. It sounds like something that you could only see from your hometown too, so that must have been...
I mean, yeah, kind of, you know, they played a lot of Welsh language gigs, the Eisteddfod, the, you know, Welsh language festivals and stuff, so you'd... Yeah, and, you know, at the time, the Furries were about to become massive, and the Gorkies, you know, were also, so it was... really exciting, you know, to be able to be so close to that kind of that kind of music and excitement, and yeah, it's great.
How about you?
I grew up kind of like in punk bands and stuff, and there was just like a built-in community for that, so, and then in turn you meet so many people, like-minded people in that department, you know. And then as you get older, a lot of people branch off and get into different music, and yeah, I don't know, integrating really is just like meeting people that you either admire, or people who are like-minded. Yeah, you just form relationships, I guess, with other musicians and like-minded people. I mean, how did you two meet?
We lived in the same building.
And you became friends, yeah?
Yeah, she lived on the third floor, and I lived on the first.
So there you go, same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Share common bonds, music, art, books.
But you've stayed in San Francisco your whole career? Or?
No, I moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
In 2003, and yes, I've been both LA and San Francisco.
That's rad. We like to play just a lot of artists that may not get played on any other station because they're very small.
Yeah, I think it's cool to do that. I mean, like the Jessica Pratt record that I put out, that was just like one of those situations where I didn't want to do a label, and it was a crime that music wasn't out in the world. So
yeah.
I started a label to do it, just to put it out. So I don't know if that constitutes like, at what you asked.
No,
I
totally.
Mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's, yeah.
Like, we definitely play a lot of music and focus a lot on bands who aren't parts of, like, who aren't picked up by labels or haven't been yet, or, like, parts of really small, like, local labels and stuff like that.
I think it's probably the same mindset where it's like, oh my god, this is so good, this needs to be heard.
Yeah, and there isn't really another way.
Yeah, and that's the same, it's like that, and then the same with this record that Kate and I worked on, her friend Alex Dingley. And it's the same thing. It's like, this is so good. Like, we'll do anything to share it with, you know, with more people to hear it, you know, because it should be. And this, because there's so much crap, you know.
Oh, no.
You know?
I know.
Yeah, I know you guys know. But, yeah.
So, yeah, again, welcome to Vancouver.
Thank
you. I'm just so curious about whether you guys have been here before and like what your experiences have been here. I know you're only here for like hours.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I've been here a few times now. A couple of times. What's the name of the bigger venue in downtown?
The Rickshaw?
The Orpheum?
I don't know. I once played at St. Vincent years ago, supporting her there.
Oh, it was
the
probably
Commodore.
Like the Vogue.
It's like quite, it's, describe it. It's quite a big wooden, it's like upstairs, a big wooden building. I don't, I can't for the life of me remember its name. But I played there, and then I think this year we played the Bit, what's it called? The Bit?
Biltmore?
Biltmore, is it? Yeah, just up the road from
here.
Yeah. So I played there, and it's, that was an incredible show. Everyone went absolutely bananas, which was so nice, you know.
That's great, yeah.
And I have feel the energy of the crowd, yeah. So that was probably our favourite show from our last tour, was in the Biltmore in Vancouver.
That's so good to hear, because I think Vancouver gets a bad rap for being like, and sometimes it's like rightly deserved. I think the like crowds in Vancouver kind of have a bit of a reputation of not being as lively.
Oh, really?
Well, this is a really well, not a special venue, but it does have a history.
Yeah, it seems
you
cool.
You guys knew?
No, what is it?
This was, until 2013, an adult cinema.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
for listeners.
Until 2013?
Recent.
Really?
Recent. Isn't that odd?
I knew there was something about this place. Because Nolan was saying something about it, too. He's like, there's definitely a vibe in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know. We couldn't put our finger on it.
Something a little dirty. Really.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. Yeah, okay, so I guess we just have a few more questions about maybe your music videos, because those are so amazing, and especially the newest ones. I love them. So I think my absolute fave is the Crab Day music video.
Oh, yeah.
Where just there are all these people dancing, and they're it's probably close to 10 minutes long, the video itself. And the dancing really reminds me of like just the celebratory dance that you might do by yourself. But I was wondering if what role you played in the choreography or what you were thinking about those things.
Well, it was actually a short film I made with a good friend of mine who's called Phil Collins. Phil
not
Collins, the artist.
No, not Phil Collins.
But he is the Phil Collins,
but he
in
is
my
the
eyes.
Phil
yeah.
Yeah.
And he's this, he's just this most exceptional person who's this, translate that into being this exceptional artist. And he is just incredible at directing people and pulling things out from people. You know,
he's a true blue artist.
Yeah, he's.
Does he like get down in the dirt with them? Like,
yeah, of course he's there. He gets there with them, you know. And his energy is so hard to keep up with because he's so focused and so considered and so precise, and so he kind of put together and pulled all these people together. And I was in Berlin with him, and we, you know, went on this journey together, and then it accumulated in this performance in this building called the Funkhaus in Berlin. And it was absolutely incredible to watch him work, and to see him kind of foster this abandonment from people, you know, and I guess Phil has always been someone who's been very close to the music I make. He's always somehow been involved, be it emotionally or, you know, kind of someone who I look to for direction. And
there's a film where he used all of your songs for Mug Museum.
Yeah. And
what's the name of it again?
Tomorrow is
too
always too long.
You should see that. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like that music video in a way, but using all the songs from her record Mug Museum.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, he's
Do you know where we can find it?
It might be online.
It's
but
very
he took
cool.
all the songs from Mug Museum and orchestrated them and then had different members of the community in Glasgow sing them.
Oh,
so his
cool.
reinterpretation
so cool.
of the songs is, I think I'd only ever allow him to do that. I think
yeah.
he's. Yeah, so after that, kind of wanting to, you know, create these visuals for Crab Day, and I think Phil would be the only person who I would want to invest that much time and energy to come up with something that would sit visually with the record, you know, forever. But he's exceptional.
But I guess your latest video, Rockpool,
mm-hmm.
I just watched it like yesterday, maybe,
yeah.
for the first time. Is that more of a different direction?
It's a very different process in a way. You know, Casey I've worked with for a long, long time, and it was more... I was watching a lot of Joan Jonas films, short films that she made in the 60s about repetitive movement, and I was reading a lot about Dadaism, but also then just Casey and I just got some stuff together and we just went to places, and you know, we've worked together for so long that there's just a natural trust between us, and again, he's an exceptional artist who I love working with.
Do you see, I would say your music is like really playful, like it sounds a lot like it's just open to experimentation, and that comes through in the films that you've
mm-hmm.
made. Do you see it as another medium? And this goes for you too, Tim. Do you feel like you can be playful in film as
yeah,
a medium?
I think so.
Yeah.
Playful, yeah. I think it's good that there's a line where it's not too silly and not too serious, and it almost takes a surreal approach. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I love funny and I love serious as well, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of comedy, but then the absurd is something different, isn't it?
Right, yeah, absurd.
Amusing.
Yeah, strange,
yeah.
bizarre, instead of like...
It's, yeah. So, but it's... That's
comedy.
Why I think it's kind of important to work with people as opposed to have someone just take your video and go, hey, I've got this treatment, here's my idea, and for it to be crowbarring something you've done into that, whereas I think they should inform each other, you know.
Yeah. Otherwise it's a fan vid,
uh-huh.
right? Otherwise it's just a fan video.
Yeah.
I'm the king of fan videos. Yeah, a lot of people, because White Fence has like never really made a video. There was one real one, and there's all these fan vids, and they're all like psychedelic like stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's
okay.
stuff that I never would have done, but I'm flattered that someone would want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm flattered that someone would want to take the time to do that.
It's funny where your ideas can inspire other people.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting
where
in
you
a
might
way.
Not have gone.
Yeah.
So
you brought up Dada and you brought up the surreal, and I was kind of like listening to your music and watching the videos you put out. I like definitely really thought about the surreal, and I don't like, you know, their kind of like method of like inventing ideas and coming up with ideas, like. You know, like automatic drawing and things like that.
Yeah.
So you think you have like a method of coming up with these sort of bizarre things and stringing them together?
I mean, I think kind of a lot of the surrealist artists and whatnot are basically, you know, like Jean Arp and Duchamp. You know, you're trying to channel basically how children create, mm-hmm. because children create without any sort of expectation, and to me that's the most important kind of place to put yourself, is to be enthusiastic without this notion of expectation. And people seem to have been two steps ahead in themselves now and see things as opportunities and stepping stones, yeah. as opposed to just looking and, you know, creating a vacuum where you're creating something for the sake of creating it, as opposed to for the sake of getting the attention of so-and-so or of this or of that. You know, everything seems to be spilling over, and I don't know, I think it's kind of, to me, I want to be excited by what I'm doing, and I just want to keep it self-contained, you know, as it's happening.
And also being too influenced by something, which I think is interesting about the children's mindset. They're not influenced by, you know, they've never seen Andy Warhol or any, you know what I mean, or Basquiat. They don't know what that is, you know.
And also they,
and it's like pure,
yeah, and creating or doing something and forgetting about this idea that someone may be watching you, or everything you do needs to be documented, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of just pure focus, isn't it, on starting and finishing something.
I remember drawing as a child, and I would create these worlds, and they were my worlds, and what I wanted to happen, I put down on the paper, which I think when we make music, it's kind of like that. Like, we make music that together, that is what we want to hear, what we want it to sound like, you know, and there's not a lot of outside influence, I think.
On that children's drawing concept and no influences, what are some of the best pieces of children's work that have maybe inspired you or that you cherish?
I mean, kids are just incredible, aren't they? And my nieces, my nephew's draws, like, he draws all these Jean Arp type pictures, and to me they make no sense, they're not in recognisable form, you know, but to him, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows exactly when it's gone wrong. And Greta, my nieces, she just you know, is, we play games and she's just making stuff up on the spot, and she doesn't filter anything, everything comes out, and it's, sometimes it's terrifying, but mostly it's just this just incredible, just in no inhibitions, you know, kind of. And I don't know, I often think back to being younger and that feeling of just completely losing yourself in a task when you've not got all this exterior debris or nonsense kind of bogging you down or interrupting you whilst you're doing something. And it's nice to remember that feeling and try and recreate it.
My favourite thing that I have on my wall right now is a lizard. It's a lizard house that my cousin made me.
Lizard house.
It's really cool.
That sounds
it's
cool.
Like, kind of like a maze.
That's
Okay, well, I think, do you guys have anything you want to add? Or otherwise, we'll get out of your hair. But thank you so much for letting us talk to you guys.
Of course, thank
we're
you.
Really excited to see the show.
Yay.
I think
thank you
so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Whistle me a windmill and talk me to the sea. Can't be forever in your summer land, feeling like geometry. Takes me over, takes me underground, leaves me writhing in the reeds, hiding somewhere in the choir. You sing my name again, love. passenger.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
For our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
All right, you're listening to Fresh Slice on CITR 101.9, and you just heard our interview with Kate LaVaughn and Tim Presley on Monday night at the Fox, right before their incredible show. It was so good.
The show was so, so cool. Tim Presley and Kate LaVaughn are both on Drag City. They also performed together in a band called Drinks. So they're touring together, and Tim Presley played first, and everyone came out on the stage. When we were talking to Kate LaVaughn and Tim Presley, we know that they're very theatrical, and they really like to, be absurd and get into the theatrics and the costumes. But they were in very normal clothes. Like, Kate and I feel like had the same outfit on. So we were like, oh, I guess they're just going to
keep it casual. And then they came out like all in like bright white everything clothing with like face paint on. It was really, really fun.
It's really cool.
So should we play another song?
Yeah, we'll play Shush next, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend, what we're up to, what Vancouver has to offer the punk indie rock scene. But again, like, thank you so much to Kate LaVaughn and Tim Presley. Their latest albums, if you want to check them out, are The Wink by Tim Presley, and then Crab Day by Kate LaVaughn, which is a standout.
Yeah, both worth your while and taking a listen.
Yep. So this is the song Pick of the Week by Shush with three H's out of Winnipeg, I think.
Pick of the week just followed me back.
You just heard Co-op with the song
Golden Hand.
Oh, Golden Hand, okay. And before that,
I think we played Shush. With there's the band Shush with the song Pick of the Week.
Right. Sorry, we just had some like visitors in the.
Yeah, it was great. CITR is running an open house today. If you are interested in getting involved with the beauty that is radio, come on down to the station today. We're DJing. We're doing it all. Giving tours. Being nice today. So special.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Come take a tour. It's so cool in here. Yeah. Well, not in here. It's really hot in the studio today. Really, but it's cool in general. Up next is Tommy Tone of the album Bad to the Tone. We're going to play the song God's Mistake.
Please keep tuned in to CITR 101.9 to hear Radio Zero. And thank you for listening to our show Fresh Slice today. I hope you have a really unscary day.
Yeah. Treat yourself
nicely.
Well.
All right, bye. Fresh Slice again.
Sorry. We're back.
Premature. Goodbye. But a really good one. And we just wanted again to say thank you and to say that please do come out to Winter Waste tonight. That's yeah. why we interrupted this programming. Sorry.
Winter Waste as well as Shindig on Tuesday. And yeah, lots of good stuff going on in the next week.
Mm-hmm. We played a song by Co-op before, Golden Hand. They're playing tonight, Pat's Pub at the Winter Waste Tees, along with Hazy, Devours, Mirepoix, Maneater, actually local superstar roundup.
Yeah, whoa. be there or be square.
Yeah. And come join us in expressing our views at the Women's March tomorrow, if you are so inclined.
Yeah.
So I think we'll really end this show with this new white poppy track, Love Molecules, that we posted on her SoundCloud yesterday. White Poppy is a local artist that says that an EP will be out in the spring. So,
yay.
Heck yeah.
Okay, well, have a good weekend. Goodbye from Fresh Slice, officially.